Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Gemara, we were discussing Goyim, that when a guy touches wine with his hands, with his feet, doesn't make it Yayin Nesach. So, who uvda the Hava Biviram? There was a story that happened in a city called Biram. There was a guy that was going climbing up a dekel tree, and he brought a lulav down, he brought a palm branch down. Badi de Kanachis, when he was coming down from the tree, Naga Berosha de Luliva Bechamra, the tip of the lulav touched some wine that belonged to a Jew, Shalaba Kavana, totally unintentionally. Sharia Rav Lazvuni Lov de Chavim, and Rav allowed selling that wine to Ov de Chavim, because it's only Asr to drink it, but it is not Asr Behana'a. Omele Rav Kahana Vravasi Lerav, Rav Kahana Vravasi said to Rav, Vamarhu de Omar, Tinok Ben Yomo, who also Yayin Nasech, aren't you the one that says that even a one-day-old baby who's an Ovid Chavim can turn something into Yayin Nasech? Now, obviously, a one-day-old baby doesn't have Kavana for Nisuch, and yet it still becomes Yayin Nasech, still becomes Asubana. So why is it when the guy touches the wine with his lulav, even unintentionally, that it's Mutzubana? Amalahu, Emer Damri Ana, Bishtia, Bana, Miamri. No, I'm not saying that it's... I would never say that it's Asr Bahana by Tinuk Ben Yomo. I would just say that it's Asr Bishtia. So, main point number one, that when a guy unintentionally, or a guy who's not able to have intention, a baby, touches Yayin, it becomes Asr Bishtia, but it's Mutzar Bahana. So, Gufa, Amrav, Tinuk Ben Yomo, Osi Yayin Nesach. Rav had said that a Tinuk Ben Yomo can make Yayin Nesach, but again, we touched it up to mean to only Aser Bishtia, not to Aser Bana. So the Gemara asks on Rav, Esir of Simi Barchiel Rav, Halokech Avadimina of the Chavim, Shemalu Velo Tavlu. Let's say a person purchases an Evid Kanani from an Ovid Kochavim, and those Avadim had a Bris Mila, but they did not go to Mikvah, Chain Bnei Shvachos, or children of a Shivcha Kananis that grew up in a Jewish home, Shemalu Velotavlu, that had a Mila but not a Tevila, so they are still Goyim because you need both Mila and Tevila to totally convert. Rokan Umidrasan, their saliva and the things that they sat on or stood on or lied on, Bashuk, even in a Rishus HaRabim, where we normally assume Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tahar, but in even in Rishus HaRabim, things that they that their saliva touched or that they put their weight on, Tameh, are going to be Tameh. The Chomer goes there, that Ovdei Kochavim have a status of Tumas Zav, and therefore their Rok and their Medrus are Tameh. V'amri La, but some have a Girsa in the Braisa Tahar, that since they're Malav Lo Tavlu, and that even though they're not yet a Jew, but that's an uncommon occurrence where you have someone who's malu velo tavlu, who had a bris mila but not a tevila, and the chachamim, when they made a gzeira that goyim have a status of a zav, they only made a gzeira in common cases. This is a highly uncommon case. So the Brisa continues, Yeinan, and their wine that these people touch, Gedolim Osim Yayin Nesach, if these of the Chavim, these Avadim, these Bnei Shvachos are adults, then the wine becomes Yayin Nesach. But Ketanim Ein Osim Yayin Nesach, if they're children, it does not become Yayin Nesach. Ve'elhin Gedolim, ve'elhin Ketanim, how do you consider who's a Katan, who's a Gadol? Gedolim Yodin B'tiv Avod Chavim Shamsheh. Ketanim Ein Yodin B'tiv Avod Chavim Shamsheh. You don't need to be the world's greatest theologian, but if he understands a little bit about Avodah Zarah, that defines a gadol in this context. If he doesn't understand anything about the Avodah Zarah, then he's a katan in this context. Gadol, so katani miyas, gadolim in katanim lo. But what you do see is that only avadim that are gadolim are going to ruin the yayin by touching it, whereas katanim do not aser the yayin against Rav, who says that even a tinuk ben yomo could turn something into yayin nesach by touching it. So tirgama abnei shvachos. No, the Sefer, the Braisa, might be only talking about a case of Bnei Shvachos, that since they grew up in a Jewish home for their entire lives, the Chum didn't make a gzeira against their wine when they're still Ketanim. Only when they become Gedolim is there a gzeira against their wine. But Avadim, that you purchased from an Ovid Chavim that didn't have a Tevila yet, even the Ketanim would make the wine problematic. I have a Chain Ka'amar, problem with distinguishing between avadim that you buy and bnei shvachos is that when the brisa said it, it said v'chein. It said explicitly v'chein, that v'chein bnei shvachos. So equating the two examples, so it sounds like avadim that you purchase from an ovid chavim and bnei shvachos have the same status. Says Gemara arukan medrasan. Yeah, it is a v'chein. They do have the same status as far as their roke and their medrus is concerned, as far as their saliva and that which they put their weight on is concerned, but they have a different status as far as the Yayin Nesach is concerned. Yeah, well, that makes sense if you assume that, meaning that they have the same status for the Roke and the Medrash, if your Girsa in the Brisa was that the Roke and the Medrash is Tameh. But if you hold that the Roke and the Medrash is Tahar, if Avadim that you purchased from an Ovid Chavim are not Metameh with their Roke and the Medrash, because they were never in the Rishus of Yisrael, Kolshkin B'nei HaShvachos are not Metameh, so because they grew up in Rishus of Yisrael. So why would the Brice have to tell me, oh yeah, not only an Eved that you buy from a guy, but even Bnei HaShvachos? Of course Bnei HaShvachos. Bnei HaShvachos, they grew up in a Jewish home. So Gemara says, the comparison between Bnei HaShvachos and Avadim that you buy is not about Ketanim, it's about Gedolim. Hakamashmalan, the Brice is coming to tell me that Avadim Dumya de Bnei Shvachos, Ma Bnei Shvachos, Malu Vlo Tavlu, Hu De Osin Yayin Nesech, Malu Vitavlu Lo, just like by Bnei Shvachos, if they would have gone through both Mila and Tevila, they would not turn anything into Yayin Nesech. They grew up in a Jewish home, they had Mila and Tevila, L'Shem Avdus, so they do not have a status of Novit Chavim. Af Avadim, so too, Af Avadim Kain, so to Avadim that you buy from Novid Chavim would have the same din, that if you do Mila and Tevila, they do not make Yayin Nesach through their touch, even though they didn't grow up in a Jewish home. So La Afuke Midir of Nachman Rav Shmuel, and that's against what Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel says. Dam Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Halokeach Avadim and Novid Chavim, Afal Pisha Malav Tavlu, if a person purchases Avadim from Novid Chavim, even though they had both Mila and Tevila, Osin Yayin Nesach, they would still make something Yayin Nesach until they totally stop even talking in terms of the Avodah Zarah. Kamash Malan Delo. That's why the Brice has to tell me that we don't say that way. We assume once they have Mila and Tevila, then whatever they touch will not be Yayin Nesach. Once they have Mila and Tevila, whatever they touch will not be Yayin Nesach. So main point over here, Rav holds that even a young child can make Yayin Nesech. Even a young child who doesn't have kavana can aser wine. The Brisa tells us that Bnei Shvachos are different. That only Begadlusam. Bnei Shvachos only Begadlusam would aser wine. And then another main point. Once an Eved that you purchased from an Akum or Bnei Shvachos went through both Mila and Tevila, then their wine will not be Aser anymore. Then they will not have the capacity to Aser wine anymore. So you know what? We're going to stop over there and we'll pick up from a few lines from the bottom of the page and then Zayin Amad Aleph next time.